Israeli police have arrested seven Palestinians after clashes with a group of protesters in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Israeli officials say the clashes erupted when some 300 demonstrators tried to block a group of visitors from reaching a sensitive hilltop compound, which is revered by both Jews and Muslims. They claim the violence started as masked demonstrators began to throw stones. The Israeli police say some demonstrators sought refuge inside the nearby Al-Aqsa Mosque. Nell Burden is our correspondent who joins us from the occupied Ramallah on the phone to tell us about this. Nell Burden, tell us what happened.
Okay, I mean, there's been very high tensions in Jerusalem Al-Quds over the past 2 days, starting last night with the threat of breaking into Al-Aqsa Mosque. Suddenly we had, you know, police surrounding the entire compound, and they wouldn't allow any Muslim worshippers into the compound unless they were above the age of 50. So, you know, this morning, hundreds of people attempted to enter the mosque in order to pray, and of course the police immediately stopped them. But they allowed the settlers in through Maghabi Gate, which is, you know, the only gate in which Israel holds the key to get into Al-Aqsa Mosque. So 40 settlers and American tourists were allowed to wander around the compound early this morning. And this obviously created a huge amount of tension. So Palestinians reacted by throwing stones at the soldiers because they wouldn't allow them, you know, to perform their prayers. And, you know, violence ensued. Now, this afternoon, the large demonstration was held with over 300 Palestinians who were, you know, obviously angry at not only the Israeli authorities allowing the settlers to break into the mosque, but also, you know, with them not allowing, you know, their own worshippers into their own mosque. So violence ensued, and the Israeli police responded by firing tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the protesters, and this led to the arrest of seven Palestinians and many dozens injured.
Thank you very much for that. Nell Burden talking to us from Occupied Ramallah.